99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Always try to give you setting the bar stories, which set the bar for your day very low rather than very high. So regardless of what happens today, you can look back on this moment and go, you know what? At least I didn't do that, right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and warn you. There's a gross factor in this one, okay?
Okay.
A gross factor.
I'm ready.
Okay. So if you can manage to make it through the day without eating rotten meat just to catch a buzz, you're doing okay.
So what is happening? Is this a new trend on TikTok? What's happening? Why are people doing this? No, 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 no.
There is a trend, yes, and it's dubbed high meat, and it refers to any meat that has been stored untreated for months or even years until it's rancid and putrid. And so,
How are you not immediately throwing up?
Yeah, I don't know, but apparently when eaten, it's said to induce, you know, a high or a buzz. And so,
is that right before you start puking?
Oh,
I feel
gosh.
Like there's puking involved at some point if you're eating rancid meat.
Yeah. So I don't, I mean, you know, there's video, there's pictures apparently on some dark corners of certain social media sites.
That is not necessary.
Of this high meat that you can find. So again, I'm not into eating rancid meat.
No, I don't think I'm ever going to go down that road either. And again, I feel like incessant puking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I feel like rancid meat.
Now, you know, there are some scientists out of a different country. Oh, Singapore. That is saying, you know what? I mean, it is possible that that is the case where some of the bacteria may have chemical properties that are going to give you a high or a hallucination or a feeling of euphoria, but others are thinking maybe it's just delirium and dehydration due to the indigestion that you're getting. So regardless, not something that you want to do. And again, that's why there was a gross warning factor there before the story. So
Okay. And I'm sure the doctor said don't eat it, right?
You know what?
Oh, God.
I'm going to choose to catch my high from reading a good book.
Yes.
I'm going to go wild and catch a high from trying to chug a seltzer water.
Or a glass of Arbor Mist for me.
All right, there you go. So setting the bar. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without eating rotten meat to catch a buzz, then you're doing okay.
Seriously, who is doing that?
And if you are, you need to take a look at your life right now and think about really what you're
choices.
Doing. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think I just ate rotten meat to get that buzz. Okay, you got to turn the focus right back on you and make some changes.
You are not winning at life.
Nope. All right.